You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. If you've been watching the Women's World Cup, you may have noticed a controversial theme.
The VAR team checking for a possible penalty.
It is something that can be reviewed with VAR.
They are actually checking for a possible offense.
So we'll do it again.
VAR, short for Video Assistant Referee, is soccer's version of instant replay for the officials. It's the first time VAR has been used in a major women's tournament, and it's already been involved in several crucial moments. Take Sunday, when the goal that would have put host country France ahead of Brazil in the first knockout stage was disallowed for a foul on the goalkeeper.
And here we go. No goal. Not given.
You can hear the boos there from the French crowd. And earlier that day, Cameroon had a goal called back against England for being narrowly offsides. And the team was so upset over the ruling that they refused to play for several minutes while their captain spoke with the referee. All this has got fans and analysts thinking about how instant replay should be used in the sport and whether it should be used at all. Ricardo Salazar knows something about this. In 2017, he became the first referee to use video replay in a game in Major League Soccer here in the U.S. He's now a video assistant referee for the officiating organization that services the MLS. Ricardo, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have Shireen Ahmed, sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Shireen, it's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Tanzina. Hi, Ricardo.
Hi. How are you?
So, Shireen, let's get started. What most concerns you about how video replay has affected this World Cup?
Well, first of all, I'm going to try to be very nuanced and unbiased in my commentary.
Fair.
One of the things is, and I can defer all the technical stuff to Ricardo, but one of the things is the lack of consistency to which the rule has been applied, namely the goalkeeping rule, which, you know, IFAB, the governing federation of FIFA that governs over rules and policies, they've changed it so that now the goalkeeping rule where goalkeepers were actually given a yellow if they came off the line has now been changed. So only during regulation time, not in extra time, not in penalty kicks, they won't be given it or booked with a yellow. So, I mean, right away we see that this entire process was used, while many feel, including myself, like they used the women's tournament as a guinea pig to see how it would be applied. And most important point is these rules were put into play 5 days before the Women's World Cup started. That's not enough time to train everybody adequately. From what I understand, the officials only got 6 months. And the players, are they going to be expected to change, particularly the goalkeepers, their actual visceral movements? Like it's bizarre and hasn't been consistently applied. And it's actually giving us less faith in the officials on the pitch.
Well, Ricardo, you were one of those officials. Let's talk about, we know that instant replay is something that's used in referees in all types of sports. Why? What's different in VAR and soccer?
Well, it can only be used in any sport. It can only be used in a set scenarios, four set scenarios, as you can tell, when a goal is scored, and that's what we're seeing here. When a goal is scored, whether penalty kick or no penalty kick, with a direct red card and a mistaken identity. And these occasions, the video assistant referee always checks. When a play has happened and people are up in arms, it's being checked. And that's something that players, fans, spectators, managers, people who have any interest in the game need to understand that it's always being checked. And it's multiple camera angles, and we're there to assist the referee, video assistant referee. That's his main objective, is to assist the referee at all times to make sure he gets the right decision.
Ricardo, you were the first referee to use video replay to overturn one of your own calls. Tell me about that moment.
Well, yeah, it was a historic day when we rolled this out in Major League Soccer. We in Major League Soccer worked many years leading up to that day. We rolled it out, 2 years leading up to it. We had a lot of practice, a lot of scenarios we ran through, a lot of seminars we went to. And that historic day means one thing and one thing only, that I, on the day, made a mistake. So nobody likes to make mistakes, but we're fortunate that we had video review that day, as a safety net to correct that decision on the field and get the decision right.
Shireen, before the break, you mentioned that VAR, at least in this World Cup, has sort of been used as a guinea pig for the Women's World Cup. But it was used in the Men's World Cup last year, and it also faced some controversy then. What's different between now and then?
Well, first of all, like I said, the implementation of this was done just days before the tournament began. That wasn't sufficient time for teams to, you know, talk about it, understand it. And secondly, like the way that the reactions to it have been, like I said, they've like IFAB on June 21st released a statement saying they're going to change the way that it was implemented, which is bizarre. And I mean, I understand that VAR is there to assist the officials, but the problem is, and that I'm seeing of all these matches that I'm watching, and I am, again, no technical expert on that. I'm a player, not an official. Is so much that even smaller calls are being deferred to VAR. And that's one of the problems I have it because it like effectively loses the flow and the dynamism of what's happening on the pitch. If everything is being called, it ends up being like, oh my gosh, like American football, and it which is choppy and it ruins the flow of the game. And the other thing is that it becomes a very tense situation, very, very tense in that, you know, do you celebrate or you don't celebrate? I mean, one of my biggest complaints with VR is that it's killing my live tweeting of the matches, but that's just my own thing. But it's almost like the natural, the visceral reactions that everybody has are on pause. And even for smaller things, like it's, I understand if it's an attack on the net and, you know, a forward is coming out, like we saw yesterday, Brazil versus France, we saw Gauvin go up against Barbara, and you know, we saw that, and that was important in that moment. But for smaller things, and when it's just like a hairline off or offside, this is one of the problems with it. Like, those who are in the VAR assessment room, who are they? How are they making their decisions? How do they come to those decisions? So what it does is it opens up a Pandora box of more questions. Whereas previously, the culture of soccer was very much, what happens if the ref sees it? You know, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing, but it's what everybody is used to. So it's going to take time, and that time was effectively not given for the Women's World Cup.
Ricardo, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because a couple things. Is VAR, in your estimation, sort of regulating the game, the spirit out of the game in many ways?
You know, the whole idea behind the video review system is minimal interference, maximum benefit, and that's our objective here. And I believe, so it's my own personal feeling here, that the world, the people who have interest in our beautiful game have to embrace this. And I know it's not easy. Another point being, as Shireen had mentioned, the guinea pig, the women being the guinea pig, there currently isn't, that I'm aware of, any domestic leagues that women have video review. So it's very new to the women's game. Although on the men's side, globally, there are many domestic leagues, ours being just one of several, that have implemented video review and were able to work out the kinks and get that consistency to where it's palatable.
And Ricardo, just, I mean, I guess the big question is, you know, beyond sort of the culture and the natural rhythm of the game, is there are people who are saying that this is being used for calls that are not clear and obvious errors, that it's, again, being overused in some ways. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the video review system's not bulletproof. You know, we on the field make mistakes, and that's one of the hardest things that we have to take away on game day, is when we don't get something right. And again, you hit it on the head. It's supposed to be for clear and obvious. And sometimes the person in the booth, you know, they got that gut feeling, you know, do I get involved? Do I not get involved? Where's the bar? You know, do I want to get involved here? And sometimes we don't make the best decisions, and we have to live with that. We're human. But when all the information, all the technology is there for us, we hope we come away with the best decision on the day.
Shireen, your thoughts on that? I mean, do you think that ultimately the VAR should be scrapped altogether, which it doesn't sound like that's going to happen? Or is there a way to improve the technology or the implementation of the technology to both, to Ricardo's point, to make better calls, but also to your point, to not ruin the sort of flow, the natural flow of the game?
Yeah, I really, really appreciate what Ricardo said about not being in any of the domestic leagues in the world, and that's very important. This wasn't given time to grow and to be sort of implemented in a way that felt organic. It doesn't feel organic at all. It feels like VAR is this enemy of the beautiful game, and it's crushing all of our hopes and dreams, and that's not what it's meant to be. I am no way against VAR in that sense, but I don't like the way it was implemented here. And I totally agree with what Ricardo's saying, is that there needs to be time to learn. And from what I understand, with in terms of the international refs for the men's side, they were given almost 2 years to train with this. We're seeing a big disparity in the level of officiating in terms of how it's being implemented, and that's one of the problems. I don't even think some of the officials themselves seem to be familiar with it, and that's what bothers me. And then the players essentially and supporters lose faith, because it's like, for very small calls, that's what's happening, and it's supposed to assist, not sort of relegate and decide and be this thing. And I am... And I'm all for justice on the pitch, whatever that looks like. I mean, that's another topic for another day. But this doesn't feel like it's applied and supporting in that form of fairness.
Shireen Ahmed is a sports writer and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. And Ricardo Salazar is a longtime referee for FIFA and the MLS, and now a video assistant referee for the officiating organization that services the MLS. Shireen, Ricardo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.